man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. It's Tuesday, August 8th, 2023. I'm James Kelso. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's a live show. You're welcome to participate at area code 512-248-8252. I'll repeat that number later. And you can call in any old time. As far as I know, there's no live Trump audio going on right now, so that gives us time to talk. I always like to defer to the orange man. If he's talking, I like to shut up. I think all of you agree. So the wetting my whistle there again. Not with my Courvoisier. I don't drink Courvoisier. I don't drink anything. This is an antioxidant infusion that I'm drinking. Watermelon flavor. The here's a good starting point for tonight's show. I think, let's look here. Get this. We've been waiting for this. You know, I know you're getting tired of polls. Maybe I'm not. Maybe you're not getting tired of them because they're all good. So there's no reason for them to be tiresome. They're getting better and better and better. And of course, what the enemy has been hoping for all along is that they could hurt Trump and hurt him, just hurt him. And the polls are one way to show that you're hurting the president. And by the way, of course, the left pretty much controls all the polling. So you can only trust the polls as far as you can throw them. You can count on the fact that you're never going to see a poll that's slanted in Donald Trump's favor. That is never going to happen. It's always going to be, the table is always tilted to the left. And so if you get a poll that is very uplifting and positive for Donald Trump, it's probably, the truth is probably even better. So let's look at the polls tonight. It's very uplifting. Consider that the truth is probably even better. Let's start our evening joyously tonight. Here it is. I haven't even read this poll yet. I've just seen the headline, which is that, here's the headline. This is all I've seen so far. Nobody is above, nobody other than the orange man scored above single digits. We've been waiting for that. Even Ron DeSanctimonious in the Granite State, that's New Hampshire, and that's where the, you know, the first primary is held. Very important. In the Granite State, Trump is leading a crowded field of primary opponents by 34 points, capturing 43% of voter support. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is in second place, netting only 9%. Ooh-wee. Ah, how sweet it is. Tying him with former New Jersey Governor Krispy Kreme Christie at 9%. That's more sweet news because, I mean, whatever Krispy Kreme Christie's doing, I mean, that's anybody that votes for Krispy Kreme Christie is not one of us and is really of no concern. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is it Nimrata Randhawa or Randhawa Nimrata? I've forgotten now which of the her two Sikh names from India comes first. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley earned 7%. Senator Tim Scott, Republican of South Carolina, managed to net 5%. And popular businessman Vivek Ramaswamy won 5%. I respect him more for keeping his Indian name. That's a little more honest, I think, instead of calling himself, you know, the Sundance Kid. Vivek Ramaswamy won 5% as well. So that's it. Now let's see what we get. Okay, well, here's the we've got a few more underperformers here. Doug Burgum, governor of North Dakota, 4%. And oh, here's a sweet one. I love this. Mike Pence, who you'd expect Mike Pence to do well in New England. I don't know why. I just have that feeling that a place where Mitt Romney was governor would find Mike Pence to be appealing. Mike Pence in the current New Hampshire poll is at 3%. Isn't that great? Undecided are at 13%. So the good news here is that all of these Lilliputians are in a single digit. DeSantis 9, Christie 9, Haley 7, Scott 5, Ramaswamy 5, Burgum 4, Pence 3. And, you know, if you're in single digits, you're in Nowheresville. You're not in any kind of a race. You're not even on the same lap as the leader in the relay. You're on the wrong lap. So it's over. Now, this pertains directly to the upcoming Republican presidential debate, which is scheduled for August, like the third week in August, in Milwaukee. Mr. President, I don't think you need to go. I don't think I would. You don't need to debate people who are scoring single digits. You don't need to have if the local dog catcher wants to debate you, I don't think you're obligated to debate the local dog catcher or the ice cream man or the delivery guy. I don't think we want you to debate a local dog catcher. This poll was a poll of 862 likely Republican voters, and it was the New Hampshire Journal that put this poll out. In other words, this is a local poll. This has extra clout, I believe. A local poll. A big sampling of New Hampshireites. In the February 2020 New Hampshire poll primary, guess what Donald Trump won? 83% of the Republican vote. Let's read on here. On Tuesday, the president will return to New Hampshire for a campaign event in Windham, fresh on the heels of his dominating polling position in the state. So, am I missing something? I think I am. Watch the live coverage of President Trump's remarks in Windham on Tuesday, August 8th, at noon. Oh, okay, I think I'm the last to find out. Let's go here to Truth Social, and we may very well get to hear the Orange Man. Okay, let us hit refresh. He spoke at noon. Okay, here we come. This is the president of New Hampshire today. This is today. The crowd is going wild. Place is packed. President standing in front of the packed house. I'm sure the fire marshal wouldn't let a single additional person in this room. They love him. Everybody's got a Make America Great Again hat. Here they go. Okay, all right. That was put up by the president, and let's look at more stuff that he put up. Trump put this up. GOP opponents all drop to single digits, and this is a first. This is the you look at the trend. It's not Donald Trump's hanging on by his fingernails. No. You look at the trend line, it's going the other way. Donald Trump is smashing these opponents. And let's see what we get here. He's opening a Veterans for Trump organization here in New Hampshire today. So let's see what that sounds like. I'm lucky they've got it organized. Yeah, here it is.
To every veteran in this room, we salute you, and we really do. We worked hard with the veterans, and we've had a fantastic relationship, and this is a very big and important veteran state. I probably learned more about the veterans from dealing in New Hampshire than any other state.
Now, this is live. I mean, not live. This is today in Windham, New Hampshire, and the president is setting up Veterans for Trump in New Hampshire.
Please stand and receive our thanks. All veterans, do you mind? Please stand and receive our thanks. Thank you.
There you go. Okay, so that's today. He says, all right, well, let's go back to the president's. Here's a post he put up. He posted this from Charlie Kirk. He retruthed it or reposted it. Charlie Kirk says, does a comparison. Great intellectual guy, Charlie Kirk. Trump's blue-collar boom versus Bidenomics. And here we go. Real family incomes. In the Trump boom, your income went up $6,400 a year. If you're an average American, Democrat or Republican. Biden, your average income has gone down $4,000 a year. Net difference, $10,400. Ouch. Gas prices under Donald Trump, $1.87 a gallon. Under Biden today, nearing $4. Mortgage rate. These are the numbers that affect your life every day. Mortgage rate. You want to own a home? And even if you don't own a home, even if you're renting something, the mortgage rate very much affects the rent you're paying, because that mortgage is being paid by somebody who owns that home. And guess what? If you're renting it from that person, they're passing it through to you, as they should, as they have to. Under Donald Trump, mortgage rate, 2.65%. Don't you wish you'd bought a home when the rate was at 2.65%? You're kicking yourself now because Joe Biden's mortgage rate, 7%. You know how much money that, if you buy a 30-year fixed rate mortgage, do you know how much additional money you're going to fork out at 7 versus 2.65%, you don't even want to know. You could buy another house with the amount of money that you're going to fork over. I'm not kidding about that. Inflation under Trump. This is Charlie Kirk tabulating these numbers. Inflation under Trump, 4 years of it, less than 1%. No, less than 1.9%. Santa Claus is going to bring me new glasses for Christmas. Under Biden, record high inflation. Doesn't give a number. Regulatory costs per household. This is one you don't normally think of. Businessmen think about this. Businesswomen think about this. Regulatory costs. But it affects every one of us every day. Regulatory costs per household per year under Trump went down $11,000. That the regulatory cost of just living went down. Under Biden, now I don't know if these are annual or for their entire term. He doesn't specify, but let's just look at this. It's a lot of money. Under Trump, down $11,000. Under Biden, up $10,000. What's the spread? $21,000 in regulatory cost differential that you're having to pay through the nose. So your mortgage has more than doubled. Your gas has more than doubled. Your inflation has tripled. Your income has gone down net $10,400 and regulatory costs are up $21,000. Man, that is bad. All right. We'll be right back after a short break. Stay tuned.
Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like they should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. And the good times ain't over for good.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell?
Thank you very much.
No kind chance for the flag or the liberty bell. That's a song I sing around the house here a lot. And, you know, I don't want my kids to think we're their future is rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. That's hard on two kids. But, we got to tell them a little bit about it. And then we also have to do what we can to avert it, to make it not happen or make it less horrible for our own children. All right, so here it is. Here's a bit of Donald Trump live today in New Hampshire, and I had to go to India today. I was disappointed at Rumble. Rumble didn't give me a quick search result. Come on, Rumble, get your search engine better organized, or get your Rumble posters better, more active. But on YouTube, all I got was CNN, CNN. I don't want to click on the CNN version of the Trump speech because it's going to be a hack job where you're not going to hear Donald Trump. You're going to hear some CNN hack bashing Donald Trump. So I just clicked here on India Today. Can you believe that? I have to go to India to hear Donald Trump.
This is an honor. I just knocked over a fan on purpose here. It was blowing the hell out of my hair. I said, I got to do a good job in front of New Hampshire. I can't have fans. We don't need anything artificial up here, right? We don't need anything artificial. So I just want to say hello, New Hampshire, a special place, a great place with many great friends and great people. I'm thrilled to be back in this beautiful state with thousands of proud, and I mean proud. I mean seriously proud. Look at this. American patriots who believe in that timeless motto, live free or die. Live free.
That's a good one.
I want to thank all of the people, so many people. You know, we're killing everybody in polls. You do know that, right? I mean, just not by like a little bit, like by 40 and 50 points, we're beating them a lot. But I want to thank my New Hampshire co-chairs, Lou Gargiulo and Wyndham Selectman Bruce Breton. Bruce is here. And a friend of mine, a great guy, U.S. Senator Bob Smith. Bob, thank you very much. And your beautiful wife. Wyndham Police Chief Mike Karen. Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much. Mike. Representative Tim Cahill. And some of our fantastic supporters, Chris Stevens, David, and Rackus, and Dave.
Let's jump forward. I'm just going to just somebody skip the...
Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, I'm going to skip forward some more.
The selfie. To every veteran in this room, we salute you, and we really do.
Okay, I'm going to skip forward some more.
We went from the absolutely worst, Brian, you know that. We went from the absolutely worst to, that was the worst.
Okay, I'm going to skip forward some more.
Maybe you had to wait more than a short period of time, so it was a great thing.
Okay, he's telling about how he helped veterans.
And an amazing success. So we got it done pretty quickly once we got the legislation passed.
Okay, skip forward somewhere out. Apparently he was very fiery in this speech.
I will fully restore the use of VA accountability. We're going to
He's talking about the VA still.
But I'm glad you said it because this way I can say I was so nice up in New Hampshire. He's not the same man now. He's not the same. He took a big beating. He took a big beating, knocking the hell out of everybody. And he took a big beating. And then he gets the first poll, and he sees in his own state he was in seventh place out of a group. At the same time, we will fully maintain the VA clinics and the rest of
that was Sununu. Chris Sununu just wiped out in New Hampshire. He's the governor of the state. He's totally unpopular because he's anti-Trump.
As soon as they came.
Okay, we're going to pause it right here. And we'll be back right after this break.
And hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say.
Okay, we're back, folks. And let's jump. I found it during the break here. Trump has hit his stride. This is in New Hampshire today. He's finally lit his afterburner. He's going. So this is what you wanted to hear. This is what you pay to witness. So here he is. This is Donald Trump in full form today in New Hampshire. Listen to the Orange Man. And of course, he's extemporizing at this point. He's not reading any teleprompters.
And he was on television and fighting a little bit on impeachment hoax number one and impeachment hoax number two. So I said, you know what? If I actually told him, if I were Abraham Lincoln, if we brought him back from the dead, and if we brought George Washington back from the dead, and they gave you the greatest endorsement, and they hugged you and kissed you just like you did to Obama, just like, you know, he did and Christie did. Who hugged and kissed Obama harder, DeSantis or Chris Christie? I think Chris Christie. Remember that? He grabbed him. Obama said, "Get this guy off of me."
That's good.
And that was the end of Romney when that happened. That could have been a good thing, but. We are in New Hampshire, are we? That's all right.
Somebody said something in the audience.
No, but he asked me. So I said, you know what, Ron, let's do it. Go ahead, let's do it. So I gave him a very strong endorsement. And the next day he went like a rocket right through the thing. And he blew people that worked for Adam Putnam couldn't believe it. They never called me, but I didn't know Adam Putnam. He was the Secretary of Agriculture. He should have called me. I would have endorsed him.
In Florida.
Sometimes it's the first one to call. Sometimes you don't do it at all. But he did. And then I had to get him through Gillum. Remember Gillum? He turned out to be a pothead.
The Democrat.
Crackhead. But everybody thought he was the hottest one in politics. And Ron said, I won't be able to beat him. I said, well, he's the hottest man in politics. I said, you can beat him. Then he comes, he calls me, could you do a rally? And he actually said, could you do three? I think I did three rallies. We had massive crowds. You know, those rallies, we're doing a lot of them. We're doing, again, they're hotter now than anything because of what's happening, because of how bad it is. But I did the rally. And he ends up winning the election. Then 4 years later, would you run against the president? You know, these maniacs are screaming, would you run against the president? Would you run? Will you run? And he goes, I have no comment. I said, what? What did he say that? I heard this. I'm watching the newscast. I'm watching a fake newscast. And they say, would you run against the president? He shouts, I have no comment. Now, to me, that means he's running. So I said, that son of a bitch is running. Can you believe it? I just got him elected. So that's why I've been particularly hard at him. And fortunately, it's worked because he's crashing. He's like, he doesn't know what happened. He goes home. He says, what happened? What did I do wrong? You know what he did wrong? He ran. What he did wrong is he should have waited till 28. But I don't know if that would have held water, because eventually they would have figured out, you know, you do need some personality if you're going to be a politician, just a little. Some of them don't have too much, like your governor, you know. In the new Emerson poll of battleground states in Arizona, we're leading Biden by a lot. And very importantly, at that same poll and in other polls, we're leading Biden by 7, 8, 9, 11 points. But you know what? When I hear we're leading by 2 or 3 or 4 points, you know, you gotta understand, that's actually a lot for a Republican, because they have a built-in vote that no matter who you are, even if you can't put two sentences together, you get like 40. We don't have that. We have to win the entire East Coast, like we did in 2016 and like we did in 2020, too, by the way. But they're watching close. They're watching. In that same poll, we're leading in the primary by 47. Think of that, 40, that's a lot. But we will not play prevent defense. You ever see in the NFL? They don't allow a point on the other team, not a point. Their defense is brutal. They can't get. Now they just have to hold the other team one more series. They have to hold. Just please hold them. Let's go prevent defense. Ping, ping. The end of the game. Touchdown, touchdown. We will not play. Is that okay? We will not play prevent, right? But everyone else is in single digits. Here's one you'll like. In the New Hampshire brand new coefficient poll, respected highly, the New Hampshire Journal has us leading by 43 points.
That's what we just read.
We're leading by. Leading by. And DeSantis, Ron DeSanctimonious, he's at 9 points. He's at 9. He's... Time to go back to Florida, Ron, and, you know, work on your insurance that's costing everybody a fortune. And now we're dominating Biden in the general election. Harvard Harris has us up by 5 points, and we're up 18 points among independents. Remember, you know, they like to go around, well, will Trump get the independents? Will Trump get the women? You know what the women want? The women want safety. They want to have a border. They want to have low taxes, low interest rates.
We love Trump.
They don't want in their beautiful suburbs, you know, they talk about, oh, the suburban women. I think the suburban women like me. You know what I did? We have a lot of suburb. No. They don't want to have a low-income housing job built right next to their house. That's what the Democrats want. So I give them strong borders. I give them good safety. I give them a powerful military. Education, so important. By the way, speaking of education, because this is largely about veterans, we are going to bring education back to the states so that each state will run 100%. We'll keep approximately 3 people in Washington just to make sure that you're teaching English, okay,
three
as opposed
people.
To another language. Okay, you know, you need a little coordination, like everybody has to teach English, if you don't mind. But we'll keep a little bit of, like, 2 or 3 people.
If you don't mind.
You know, we have building after building after building, and here's the problem. No matter what poll you look at of education in the world, we're at the bottom of the polls. and we spend more money than anybody else. We spend double and triple what number two is, like Norway, Denmark, believe it or not, China, very high ranking, Japan. But Norway and Denmark, they said, we're following New York City. They said, we are going to follow the Norwegian system. I said, that didn't work out. You know how long that lasted? About 15 minutes, you know? That didn't work out too well for New York. I'll tell you, New York is sad. Did you see what's happening in New York with the, okay? How about, you know, we all, when I left New York was a proud city. And now it's so sad to see what's happened to that city. And in the big new premise, Paul, we're beating Biden by a lot, while DeSantis is losing to Biden by a lot. So that's enough of that stuff. But, you know, the polls are phenomenal. People want us back. They remember what we had. We built the economy twice. We built the greatest economy in the world. And then we did it a second time after COVID. But these incredible numbers are the primary reason that crooked Joe Biden has weaponized law enforcement. He has weaponized. He's done something that nobody thought. They talked about it, but nobody ever did it, never to this extent, and ordered his top political opponent, me, arrested. They actually arrested right in the middle of a presidential election that Biden is losing badly. You know, he says, I'm down in the polls to Trump. Let's arrest him. Let's indict him and arrest him. Please indict him and arrest him. He's killing me in the polls. What they didn't know is that I was going to go up. Because the good thing is we have a voice. Somebody gets indicted, you go down usually, right? I would say Corey, almost always. You go down, but they know me. And these charges are so Presidential Records Act. It's just exactly for that case. They don't want me to speak about a rigged election. They don't want me to speak about it. Whereas I have freedom of speech, First Amendment. How can my corrupt political opponent, crooked Joe Biden, put me on trial during an election campaign that I'm winning by a lot, but forcing me nevertheless to spend time and money away from the campaign trail in order to fight bogus, made up accusations and charges? That's what they're doing. I'm sorry, I won't be able to go to Iowa today. I won't be able to go to New Hampshire today because I'm sitting in a courtroom on bullshit because the Attorney General charged me with something.
Oh, they're chanting bullshit. I've never heard this in my life.
Thank you,
everybody. A whole crowd chanting bullshit.
They say charge him. Now, you know, they miscalculated a little bit. You know the other good line? No, actually, we want to run against Trump. No. If they didn't want to run, you have to, they'd say, oh, we would much prefer running against Trump. That's because they had such an easy time when Hillary ran against me. And last time we did much better than that. You know, somebody.
Folks, I assure you, you've never heard that. I've never heard that. This entire audience in New Hampshire today was chanting bullshit, bullshit. Donald Trump has changed the conversation. It's okay to say tough things. It's okay to talk tough. You don't have to be a wimp.
Nobody else did. But think of this. Somebody said it the other day. I never thought of it. There were red hats all over South Carolina. We had almost 80,000 people. We were in this gorgeous area, this gorgeous town. I don't want to say the name of the town because if I do, they'll try and change the name back to, you know, something else. But it was a beautiful, beautiful place. And the sheriff was great. Everybody was great. We had 80,000 people. And it was a sea of red. Red hats mostly. But
that was a town of 3,000 people, folks, near Greenville, South Carolina. James in Vancouver, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm all for free speech. And when I heard DBS chanted by the crowd, I thought it was time to call in.
Yeah. I apologize. The audio, my audio, I turned my audio down and I was hearing Trump, but I don't think you were. So my apologies to everybody out there in listener land. I've got it straight now. James and I will listen. And this is the president. And he's right. James was as stunned by as I just was. I've used the word bullshit once in a while.
And the people are speaking their mind like they were yesterday in Kentucky. Back to you.
Yeah, exactly. They were yelling retire at Mitch McConnell. They're done with him, and people won't take it anymore. So you just heard an entire audience of church going people yelling bullshit. In other words,
well, you see, that's what's necessary all across America. It's necessary
to do
that. This
is so bad.
Nobody's listening.
Yeah, you can't just stand up and applaud anymore. You've got to say it like it is.
Yeah, we got to go back to 1966. For what it's worth.
But is it going to be the future of elections in America, where a sitting president tells his attorney general to indict the opponent, to try and knock the opponent down? This is what's happening. And then you ask the simple question. So this has been going on for a long time, the same stuff. Why didn't they do it 2.5 years ago? You know why? Because then it wouldn't have mattered so much. They want to take away your freedom of speech. Everything else would have mattered a lot less. And it would have been terrible because it's all bogus. But why, if they were going to do it, why didn't they do it 2.5 years ago before the election? Right. They waited till the election. They waited. And I probably have another one. They say there's a young woman, a young racist in Atlanta. She's a racist. And they say that she was after a certain gang and she ended up having an affair with the head of the gang or a gang member. And this is a person that wants to indict me. She's got a lot of problems, but she wants to indict me to try and run for some other office. What's going on in this country is, and by the way, wants to indict me for a perfect phone call. This was even better than my perfect call with Ukraine. Remember that call? That was a perfect call. This one's better. This one is more perfect. I challenged the election in Georgia, which I have every right to do, which I was right about, frankly. And they want to indict me because I challenged the election. So does that mean that Hillary Clinton, who challenged the election, does that mean that Stacey Abrams and all of the other, virtually every Democrat challenges the election? Does that mean, or they do the slate of electors? This has been going on since Thomas Jefferson. He wanted to say, but they don't call. They use my word. They took it and they said, thank you.
Now, what the president's been watching there, he refers to Thomas Jefferson. He's been watching Attorney Mark Levin, who's put on a real history lesson about previous American elections and the fact that people like, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Andrew Jackson, it's built into the American system that you have free speech and you can challenge anything. So this is brand new. This is brand new. This Leninism, this Bolshevism that you can't speak, that you're an evil person. You need to go to jail if you exercise your right to assemble and to protest.
You're not going along with the party.
You're not going along with the party. So you need a struggle. You need a struggle session. And
now you're cooking. Yes, yeah. Comrade. You've been bad, comrade. You must be.
You need a struggle session, and if a struggle session doesn't work, you just need a real good beat down.
Well, in China, they always used to hit people with this, the party. It's the party. Yeah.
Okay. So here we go. Now let's do this. How are we doing on time? Okay, we've got a few minutes left. Now, the president gave a hour and a half speech here in New Hampshire today, and we heard some of the best of it. And let's jump forward and hear a bit more before we have to part ways today's show. Here he is, the phenomenon.
Television after almost 3 years, then they created a fake dossier. It was made by. How bad are people when they make up a story about Russia, they put it in the fake dossier like it was legit. And even the guy that wrote it, who we're also suing, by the way, but the guy that wrote it, Christopher Steele, they offered him $1 million, the FBI, if he would affirm They were begging, please, make a million. The way they give money, man, the FBI, they give away a lot of money, don't they? Huh? So they offered him $1 million to affirm it. He couldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. It turned out to be a total fake. But here's Adam Schiff, Shifty Schiff, and he comes out. He says to the reporters gathered, click, 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 they're all going crazy. Donald Trump Jr., the son of the president of the United States, will go to jail over Russia, Russia, Russia. Now think of it. He made it up with Hillary and all these people. They made it up, and they're saying that my son will go to jail. Now, how bad do you have to be to do that? So they know it's a phony story. They know it's a phony story. They say he's going to go to jail. These are not Mrs. Lewandowski. You hear that? Can you imagine if that were these kids? Can you imagine what? Look what your husband got me into. I could have been relaxing at Mar-a-Lago or in the south of France, which I would prefer being in this country, frankly. But they got involved with Pfizer.
So he's talking in the front row there is Corey Lewandowski's wife. And you remember Corey Lewandowski, who I believe is from New Hampshire. He was Donald Trump's campaign manager at one point. And he has his star has risen again in the Trump universe. Let's jump forward here. Producer's asking for a break, so let's take a short break and come right back.
The sale of property and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is destroying our nation, but the cable will turn very quickly and we will destroy the deep state. We just study each and every one of the many claims being brought forth.
Okay, we're back. Okay, this is the end of the Trump speech, and he really warms to the subject here at this point. So listen to this last minute or two of Donald Trump. He really lights up the room.
They want to silence me because I will never let them silence you. And in the end, they're not after me. They're after you. I'm just standing in their way, and I always will stand in their way, I promise. And if you put me back in the White House, their reign will be over and America will be a free nation once again, because we do not have a free nation. And from my first day in office, I will appoint a special prosecutor to study each and every one of the many claims being brought forth by Congress. And they're doing a good job. Jamie Comer, Jim Jordan, all of them. Concerning all of the crooked acts, including bribes from China and many other countries, all these foreign countries sending money into the coffers of the Biden crime family, we will have a special prosecutor. And now they'll come after me even a little harder, but I don't know how many more. How much harder can they do it? I should have four by sometime next week. I never heard, you know, I went to the Wharton School of Finance. We never studied indictment. We never studied arrest. We never studied prison. These are sick people we're dealing with. It's often said that Republicans don't fight hard enough. And I happen to agree. But they never said that about Trump. And you have some Republicans that are fighting very hard now, I have to tell you. But you're going to see that on my first day in the presidency. The deep state is destroying our nation, but the tables will turn very quickly and we will destroy the deep state.
Bingo. Bingo. Yes, sir.
And we well, they're learning how to fight
back. Didn't look like it, but we got rid of a lot. But we're also fighting like hell and also doing a great job in holding back China, holding back North Korea, Kim Jong-un. All of a sudden, that problem stopped. Russia would have never gone in. China would not be talking about Taiwan right now. We did a great job. I mean, when you think about it, we did a job that very few people have done on top of the greatest economy ever.
Let's just turn it down here. We only have a few seconds left. I'm going to jump toward what I guess is the end of his speech. Let's see how the president closes. Here he is closing.
300 federal judges and three great Supreme Court justices. And how about the ruling last week where they say that if you get great marks, you go to college first. There's no more.
Okay, he's recounting some of his incredible accomplishments. Let's go to the end, to the very end. Let's see how this crowd responds.
They wanted it back in the States. All legal scholars on both sides wanted it back in the States. But you now have a tremendous power to negotiate something.
Okay, he's talking about Roe v. Wade. All right.
Aren't politically correct either. Ours have to be politically correct. If our soldier speaks up to a person a little bit rough, they put him in the brig for the rest of his life, okay? It's not good what they do to our soldiers, I tell you. They don't get it. But we had 28,000 soldiers. So people say, well, what about Mexico? Did Mexico get there? I said, much better. But they said, we're not going to do it. I said, that's okay.
Okay, no, let's get even closer. These are things you've heard before. I think we're good. Are we out of time? Yeah, we're out of time. So we got to hear a little bit of Trump's speech, and I goofed up a little bit in my production values there. I apologize. We'll do better tomorrow. I will do better tomorrow. James, thank you for coming in. We got to hear a couple real juicy. We got to hear some sparkling moments there, especially the whole crowd chanting bullshit in unison. That's unique. That's new. I think that'll start a trend, folks.
Animal Appeal Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books.
I love it.
A wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.